Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi files nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat for third consecutive term. Filing of nominations for seventh and last phase of general elections to end this evening. India sends second tranche of humanitarian assistance for flood victims of Kenya. 77th Cannes Film Festival to begin today in France. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Lucknow Super Giants in Delhi this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today filed his nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. Varanasi will go to polls in the seventh and final phase of general elections on 1st of June. Earlier this morning, Mr. Modi offered prayers at the Shashwamedh Ghat on the banks of Ganga River in Varanasi. He also performed aarti at the ghat amid chanting of Vedic mantras. The Prime Minister also sought blessings of Kal Bhairav, who is considered the Kotwal of Kashi. Leaders of alliance partners like Chandrababu Naidu, Eknath Shinde, Jitan Ram Majhi, Sanjay Nishad, Ramdas Athawale, along with BJP National President JP Nadda and senior party leaders including Rajnath Singh and Hardeep Singh Puri were also present on the occasion. The four proposers of Mr. Modi included Pandit Gyaneshwar Shastri, Bejnath Patel, Lal Chand Kushwaha and Sanjay Sonkar. Congress candidate Ajay Rai, who is the opposition INDI Alliance joint nominee, is contesting against Mr. Modi. The UP Congress chief, Rai, was also fielded by the Congress against Mr. Modi in Varanasi in the 2014 and 2019 Lok Sabha polls, but he had finished third both times. In the 2019 polls, PM Modi had defeated the Samajwadi Party's Shalini Yadav by over 4.79 lakh votes. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will participate in the nomination of party candidate Virendra Chaudhary from Maharajganj constituency. Mr. Kharge will address a political rally in Gorakhpur district also. BJP National President JP Nadda and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will address a political rally in Amethi, while Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will also campaign in Amethi today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will hold a joint rally in favour of alliance candidate in Jhansi. The Samajwadi Party Chief will also address a political rally in Jalayun district. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will also hold a rally in Jhansi. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address two public meetings in West Bengal today. He will address a gathering in Bongaon Lok Sabha constituency this afternoon. Later, he will hold another public meeting at Amta for party's candidate from Uluberia Lok Sabha seat. In Bihar, campaigning is underway in full swing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior NDA leaders from BJP, JDU, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha are holding public meetings and rallies in poll-bound areas. Due to demise of former Deputy Chief Minister Sushil Kumar Modi, star campaigners of the BJP have cancelled their today's party programs. From Grand Alliance, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav along with Vikas Shil Insan Party Chief Mukesh Sahni are holding election rallies in poll-bound areas. Leaders of Bihar Pradesh Congress Committee and party candidates are also busy campaigning in different constituencies. Campaigning has intensified for all seven Lok Sabha seats in Delhi, which will go to polls on the 25th of this month. The city is expected to witness bipolar contest between BJP and AAP Congress combined. BJP is fighting on all seven seats, AAP contesting on four seats and Congress on three. A total of 162 candidates are in the fray in the national capital. More from our correspondent.
Political parties have started roping in their star campaigners in different parts of the city to garner support. Senior BJP leader and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will hold a roadshow today in West Delhi's Matiala, while another senior party leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan scheduled to address two public meetings in Northeast Delhi. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will address a public meeting in East Delhi's Lakshmi Nagar today. AAP leader and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai will campaign in Badarpur, and party leader and MP Sanjay Singh will address a public meeting in Bikaspuri. Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav and other leaders are also campaigning in different areas of the city in support of party candidates. Top leaders of Congress and BJP are expected to hit the campaign trail in Delhi in the coming days, as just 10 days are left for campaigning for Lok Sabha polls in the city. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Aam Aadmi Party today launched a campaign targeting BJP on the issue of corruption. Party leader and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai accused the BJP of misusing central agencies to target opposition leaders. He alleged that BJP gives clean chit to leaders facing corruption charges once they join the ruling party in the centre. On the other hand, Congress has accused the BJP government of failing to generate employment opportunities for the youth. Briefing media in New Delhi, Delhi Congress leader Anil Bharadwaj alleged that certain business groups have monopolized economic progress, leading to adverse effects on the youth. Meanwhile, several AAP and Congress local leaders in Delhi joined the BJP. They were inducted into the party in the presence of Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva. Today is the last date for filing nomination for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and last phase will be held on the 1st of June. In our series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Bargarh parliamentary seat in Odisha.
Bargarh is one of the 21 Lok Sabha constituencies in Odisha and comprises 7 legislative assembly segments. It is a general category parliamentary seat. It comprises the entire Bargarh and Jharsuguda district of Odisha. In 2019 polls, BJP had won the Lok Sabha seat, while the ruling BJD in the state had won all the assembly segments, namely Padmapur, Vijaypur, Bargarh, Atabira, Bhatli, Brajrajnagar and Jharsuguda. Polling for this Lok Sabha seat will be held on 20th of this month in the fifth phase of the ongoing general elections, and result will be declared on 4th of June. There are about 13 lakh voters in the parliament seat who will cast their vote in 1,397 polling booths. The BJP registered a surprise victory from the Bargarh Lok Sabha constituency in 2019, when Suresh Pujari defeated BJP stalwart Prasanna Acharya by a margin of over 63,000 votes. What was particularly noteworthy in the previous election year was that the voters made a clear distinction between the state and parliamentary polls. While BJP swept all 7 assembly segments in 2019 elections, when Odisha went for simultaneous Lok Sabha and assembly polls, the BJD MP candidate lost to the BJP as voters chose to support Prime Minister Narendra Modi's bid for re-election. Since the constituency came into being in 2008, neither the BJD nor the BJP have repeated MP candidates from Bargarh. This time too, both parties have changed their candidates. This time the BJP has given ticket to senior party leader and former MLA from Padmapur, Pradeep Purohit, while Parinita Misra from the BJD is the other top contender here. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashwani. India has sent the second tranche of humanitarian assistance, including 40 tons of medicines, medical supplies and other equipment in a special Indian Air Force plane to assist the flood victims in Kenya. India has sent tents, blankets, power generation sets, basic sanitary utilities, hygiene kits, baby food, malaria and dengue diagnostic kits and anti-venom treatment that can be readily deployed on the ground. First tranche of assistance was sent in naval ship Sumedha and was handed over to the government of Kenya on the 10th of this month. It included food, relief and medicine supplies for the flood victims. India's domestic coal stock has surged by 26% this year to reach 149 million tons. Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi in a social media post informed that countries production grew by 7.31% in April. He also said that the dispatch to power sector has increased by 5.43% year on year. Mr. Joshi also asserted that the country is ready to meet the peak demand, which is expected to rise to 240 gigawatt during the day and 235 gigawatt in the evening in the month of June. The Ramcharitmanas, Panchatantra and Sahadriya Lok Lochan have been included in UNESCO's Memory of the World Asia Pacific Regional Register. The Culture Ministry said this inclusion is a proud moment for India, a confirmation of their country's rich literary heritage and cultural legacy. The ministry said it also signifies a step forward in global cultural preservation efforts, highlighting the importance of recognizing and safeguarding the diverse narratives and artistic expressions that shape the shared humanity. It said, by honoring these literary masterpieces, society not only pays homage to the creative genius of their creators, but also ensures that their profound wisdom and timeless teachings continue to inspire and enlighten future generations. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has said that heat wave conditions are very likely to occur in isolated pockets over Konkan today and tomorrow. It said West Rajasthan is expected to face heat wave conditions from tomorrow till the 18th of this month. Uttar Pradesh, South Haryana and Bihar are expected to face heat wave for 3 days from Thursday. The India Meteorological Department has also forecast dry weather, rise in temperature and heat wave conditions during next 4 to 5 days in Punjab. The maximum temperature rose by 3 degrees Celsius yesterday and highest temperature, 43.7 degrees Celsius, was recorded at Abohar town. Met Office has advised people to stay updated with the latest weather advisories from time to time. More from our correspondent.
As per Met Office prediction, the weather conditions will be mainly dry during the coming days. Maximum temperatures are very likely to rise by about 4 degrees Celsius. As a result, temperatures over some parts of southern Punjab could reach in between 44 to 46 degrees Celsius. Similarly, temperatures over the northern parts are expected to range from 41 to 44 degrees Celsius. This may lead to heat wave conditions in the state during 16th to 18th May. The Met Office has suggested measures for public to stay hydrated, avoid prolonged exposure to the sun, especially during peak hours, wear light clothing and keep heads covered when under direct sun. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The 77th Cannes Film Festival will begin today at Cannes in France. India is participating in the 12-day event. Indian delegation comprises representatives from the Government of India, the state governments and the members of the film industry. India will host a Bharat Parv at the Cannes Film Festival for the first time. The Bharat Pavilion at Cannes will serve as a platform for the Indian film community to engage in various activities. These include fostering production collaborations, curated knowledge sessions, signing distribution deals, business-to-business meetings and networking with prominent entertainment and media players from around the world. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capital will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. Kolkata Knight Riders qualified for playoff yesterday, while Gujarat Titans have been knocked after rain forced their match to be abandoned without a ball bowled in Ahmedabad. The two teams took 1 point each, confirming a top two finish for table toppers Kolkata, who remained the only side to have already qualified for the next stage. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi files nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat for third consecutive term. Filing of nominations for 7th and last phase of general elections to end this evening. India sends second tranche of humanitarian assistance for flood victims of Kenya. 77th Cannes Film Festival to begin today in France. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Lucknow Super Giants in Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.